The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, ladies.
You love a bit of immaturity, innit?
Yes.
The one
for sexy hands.
Too jazzy.
Easy.
Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to spatchcock a chicken.
Scotch.
Let's go for it, right? Why not?
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including 24 years at the tap end. We revisit some of Chris's autobiography. On Ask Me Anything, there's an expert in swear words. She knows them all. And on the quiz, Don't Look It Up, an astonishing fact about when Boris Johnson appeared in one of the nation's best-loved soap operas. It's all here on the Scott Mills Daily.
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, we're on. We're on now.
Hang on.
Scott, now. Press the... Scott.
I told you.
Now.
11 a.m. is 10-minute Boosie Blast.
Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Chris is from home today. Are you naked?
I'm not naked, no, but I can be if everyone wants me to be. I mean, that's the beauty of this, isn't it?
Have you had a wash or a shower?
No, not yet, no. We might do that for content in a bit, probably.
Personal hygiene's going to go to the wall, I feel, this week.
No need.
Rob in Swindon is very bored. Rob, what of our best bits would make it better for you if we were to replay one?
I want to hear 24 years at the tap end, please.
Chris's autobiography.
Yeah, it was his autobiography, wasn't it?
It was his autobiography.
Exactly. Mate, it's new levels to that. It wasn't so much of a diary, it's just reliving memories from a simpler time, a happier time. It all started when... Do you remember at the time Brendan from Coach Trip had an autobiography out? It was like everyone had one of these out. You had one out. It was just like everybody was doing it. The market was oversaturated. So I thought, if everyone's going to do one of these, then I should do it. So we started just reading out chapters from it, didn't we?
Yeah. People seem to love it. Rob, is that what you need to get you through Monday?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Shall I find a really good one? Shall I find like one of my faves?
Please do. We'll do it at 11:40. 24 years at the tap end. We'll revisit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Grace. She's in Warwickshire, just bored, really, doing homeschool work. Chloe in Essex says, thank you for the positive vibes this week, Radio 1. Into another week of isolation. Nikki in Glasgow, good to hear your voices this morning. I've been off work since last Monday. I've missed you and Chris keeping me company at work. I've now got BBC Sounds on at home. Thank you for still being here for everyone. Always, Nikki, always. Chris Stark, if I said the words to you, I am the sunscreen, does that ring any bells?
Oh, this is arguably one of the greatest stories from my life. Ends up in a quite... I don't know how you describe the assembly that happens at the end of it, but it gets very, very messy. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about here. 24 years at the tap end.
Coming up, a few years ago, we used to read excerpts from Chris's autobiography, and this is the one where he organised the school assembly on bullying.
There was three of us organising our one, and I came up with a genius idea, which hopefully wouldn't take too much work. There was a song by Baz Luhrmann called Sunscreen, and my idea was to play the song and get different members of our class to walk onto the stage holding a card with certain key words. Good idea, eh?
Yeah, really good idea.
And also, it would save on the acting, because all they're having to do is walk on and bring on cards.
Oh, back in the day. 24 years at the tap end, coming up in 10...
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, so this was when we used to read out little snippets of Chris's autobiography called 24 Years at the Tap End. Shoshana is very keen for this. So is Becky. He used to love this. He used to, like, make sure she rushed home to listen to this back in the day. Eleanor Roper from BBC News Beat is very happy about it. She just sent a tweet. Did you say 24 Years at the Tap End is on now? I sometimes watch the old ones back on YouTube. So excited to relive this. That's from Joanna. Yes, it's on now. So this is from, well, various stories from a special and happy time in Chris's life, right?
Well, these were simpler times. So basically, Scott, you asked me to write an autobiography. I still struggle with that word, so I just called it an autobiography, just because everyone was doing it. And it was called 24 Years at the Tap End, as it took me 24 years to realise that I'd been lying on the wrong end of the bath.
Yeah.
So I had my head against the taps, really uncomfortable. I was lying there one day and I had this moment where I realised, wow, there's a slopey side on the other side of the bath. And I flipped myself round to that way, and suddenly life was more comfortable. It was like I'd grown from a child to a man at that exact moment.
If I can actually like bring you back on that a little bit, we revealed that on air in a chance conversation. We were talking about being in the bath, and you said to us that you always sit at the tap end. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember. I just started at Radio 1. It was a complete revelation. I'd always had my head against the taps. I'm sure there's people listening right now that have their head against the taps. They've never realised that there's a slopey side on the other side of the bath.
Natalie's been on saying, legit just rang my sister to tell her tap end was returning to Radio 1 today. They're not new ones, but we're going to relive the assembly today, right, Chris?
Yeah, so as you said, we talked about this on the show. 24 years at the tap end was born. I started churning out these stories. So what we're going to do today, we're going to go back to a time when I was at school, a school in Watford, and I was landed a very important task of sorting the class assembly. Now, if you haven't heard 24 years at the tap end before, please enjoy it. Take a moment. And it kind of, we were doing this twice a week. It became an important part of the show. So what we did is we gave it its own theme tune. Should we do it, Scott?
Theme tune?
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end. Every class had to do a 10-minute assembly based on different themes every week, and we were all told we would have to take it seriously. There was three of us organising R1, and I came up with a genius idea, which hopefully wouldn't take too much work. There is a song by Baz Luhrmann called Sunscreen, and my idea was to play the song and get different members of our class to walk onto the stage holding a card with certain key words. Good idea, eh?
Yeah, really good idea.
And also it would save on the acting, because all they're having to do is walk on and bring on cards, if that makes sense. I thought this was foolproof, and we created a huge number of these cards with key words from the song. Rehearsals all went well, and our teacher liked the look of the whole thing. I managed to get hold of a load of these mini sun lotion sample bottles to throw out at the end.
Where did you get them from?
Got them from, I can't say the name of it, but the one that rhymes with Hoots.
So you bought them, or you just kept going back for more free samples?
Just free samples, innit? Got them over the week.
Did you?
Yeah.
But just kept going back in?
Yeah.
Did you ask for them, or did you have to buy something every time?
I'd say, can I have a free sample, please? And they obliged.
And you got enough to chuck out at the end?
I got 30.
That's very impressive of Hoots. Isn't it?
They really looked after us.
Yeah.
But I did say please.
Very generous.
There wasn't really a relevance, but just seemed like a good idea to do, as the song was called Sunscreen.
Yeah.
The morning of the assembly came about, and everything was set. I got in early to the school hall and got the music ready. My mate handed out all the mini sun lotion bottles and cards with the words on, and then we waited for our cue. Our deputy head did the normal announcements about how badly everyone was behaving on the train and how important revision for our mock GCSEs were. And then we were on. I walked out in front of the school and introduced our assembly.
Can you remember what you said when you took to the stage?
I just sort of stood there, said, "Hello, I'm Chris, and this assembly is about bullying."
Your voice is a bit higher, probably, though.
"Hello, this is Chris."
No, that's your Hyacinth Bouquet voice when you did the Hyacinth Bouquet play.
Well, there's no middle ground.
Come on, do your 15 voice when you're 15.
"Hiya."
No, Hyacinth.
"Hiya, this is Chris." And
it's probably, "Hiya, this is Chris."
That sounds like the pervy old man or Family Guy.
Right. Well, anyway, I stood there and just said, "Hi, I'm Chris. Here's an assembly about bullying. Hope you learn a lot."
Yeah.
Did you introduce it with that much enthusiasm? Because I'd quite like it.
If you have the audio tape to accompany the biography, press play now. Baz Luhrmann started to play, and one by one, different members of our class walked out holding a card. Everything was going to plan. It was better than most assemblies. Any assembly with music was always more interesting.
True.
Even the teachers taking up the first two rows of the hall seemed to be enjoying it.
What was written on the cards, by the way?
So the song has key words like floss.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I'd get one of them to come out with a card just saying floss.
What's that to do with bullying?
Yeah, I'm not sure looking back, but it seemed right at the time. And it's like, do not read beauty magazines, they will only make you feel ugly. And yeah. Then at that point, my mate Jono walked out holding a card saying ugly. Which actually was probably insulting,
that's bullying.
If anything.
Yeah, that's bullying,
that's bullying
to him.
That, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I thought it through at the time.
No. So we've got, like, mini testers of sun lotion in those little sachets being thrown out.
And two people on the screen with cards saying ugly and floss.
Good point.
So I don't think I would have learned a lot about bullying from this.
No, if anything, we were just insulting people with large words written on card. It wasn't meant like that. Right. The song neared an end and my whole class lined up at the front of the stage. And it came to the finale, where we were to throw the mini bottles of sun lotion out. The final words of the song were said, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen." And then disaster struck. As the lads...
Sorry. Did you say that the final words are, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen"?
Yes.
No. Isn't it, "Trust me, on the sunscreen"? Not, he's not the sunscreen.
I thought he was the sunscreen.
No. Why is he going to be the sunscreen?
It says, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen."
No.
No, it doesn't, because he's saying all the way through,
"Listen to all my advice, but trust me on the sunscreen." Yeah. As in, like,
but I thought
trust
he was saying
on that one.
It was his advice. He is the sunscreen. He is protecting you.
You don't say, "Trust me, I'm that one," do you?
Oh, well, there you go. Lesson learnt there, then.
Yeah.
And then disaster struck.
I shouldn't laugh.
As the lads lobbed the mini bottles of sun lotion out, I realised that they had removed the lids. And were throwing them hard into the crowd. Sun lotion went everywhere, covering teachers in the front row as well. Chaos followed as everyone jumped up and started going mad. I was marched straight into the head teacher's office.
This couldn't have gone any worse.
Accused of orchestrating the Bugsy Malone style mess. I didn't grass and took the punishments. I lost my year 10 lunchtime privileges. No Casbury Park for me at lunchtimes. I also had to help clean the hall for the following week. I'd like to think that generally I'm a responsible guy, and I think a lot of it stems from that year. Unfortunately, I now associate the smell of suntan lotion with a telling off from my head teacher, but that's the price I paid to learn responsibility. And trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
Scott Mills, BBC.
Oh, good times there with me, you and Becky on the show, Chris.
Wow, that's so weird hearing that back, but so good to hear it again. We got to do some more, mate.
Yeah, well, I'll leave that with you. Leah says, "I used to listen to this coming out from school. I'm 21 now. I loved this show so much when it used to be back on. Never heard the sunscreen story before. Alec in Manchester. I'm so emotional. 24 years at the tap end is back. I can't cope with this today." Siobhan in Milton Keynes says, "Such good memories. This was my favourite from Michaela listening in Bristol." Oh, Miss Becky says, "Samuel on Elstree."
Yeah, shout out Becky. Should we do this every day? Should we do a tap end every day this week?
Yes.
Feels like we should.
Dan in Salisbury, "Legit just pulled over to listen to this. Love this back in the day." Good. I think that got a great reaction, actually. 24 years at the tap end. We'll do one for you every day this week at 11:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's Scott Mills here. Chris is there as well. Hello.
Hello, mate.
I noticed just from your Instagram picture, there is a can of Foster's up there on the mantelpiece. Is that for when?
Yeah, after what I was doing. Well, yeah, exactly, after the show. You know how you put a picture up, and I just wanted to show everyone the sort of nerdy setup that's going on here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some nerds will love it. But no one's bothered to look at all the equipment that's here. It's kind of what's in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I always look for what's in the background. So you've got a nice reed diffuser there. What flavour's that?
It's one of those ones. You know how you've got the expensive ones? It's one of those, but it's a total rip-off.
Oh, yeah.
But it's about a fiver. Yeah, just makes the room smell fresh.
Is that the number 3 diffuser?
Yeah, but they give it a different number, I think it is.
Yeah, those are the ones from Waldy there. Anyway,
that's the one.
Yeah. So, I need to say happy 22nd birthday to Misha. Happy 22nd, Misha. Your mum, who I actually know quite well, has been messaging me. She's been really ill with all this. She's on day 10 at the moment, so she can't even give you a hug today on your birthday, which is rubbish. But sending hugs to you, Misha. Happy birthday. A lot of people in that situation at the moment just want to give their mum or dad a hug, and not possible. We're all there at the moment.
Yeah, it was your birthday at the weekend as well. I saw the invite go out for the Zoom birthday drinks.
It was wild.
Was it?
Yeah, wild. We had like, I'm saying 12 people on the Zoom, Chris.
Wow.
I went to bed at half 10.
I was double booked, and yeah, I tried to get onto your Zoom, but it was just a busy one, you know?
I'm not being funny, right? When your mate that you do the radio with every day, who is staying at home all the time and can't get to the Zoom... Oh, I'm busy. No one's busy.
There's no excuses anymore, right. Is there? It's like all these people that you would never go to their party for, even though I would go to yours, obs. But I'm saying, like, people that you just wouldn't, you'd make up any kind of excuse. This must be a nightmare for you, by the way, Scott, because you're the king of excuses. You will always say yes to everything, and then there'll be a text message from the agent or something like that saying, oh, he's double booked, he's got a voiceover. You never have a voiceover. So how are you managing it all at the moment? Because you can't lie.
No, I'm going to everything because I can do it from my sofa. It's really good. I'm more social at the moment than I've been for ages because you can just go, hey, and then just drop out after 5 minutes. Scott has left the meeting.
I don't know if you've tried this one yet. So you know the app, the obvious one, the house party one, clearly has its flaws, right? Because it keeps cutting out all the time and stuff like that. However, there's quizzes that you can do on it. And one of the rounds that you can select on this quiz is a bit inappropriate. So what's amazing is me and some of the lads were on, you know, sort of catching up on this and doing this quiz.
All right, so but then time to catch up with the lads, yeah?
Yeah, but what we would do is occasionally, like, someone would come and join in, and it'd be like a mate's dad or a mate's mum. And as soon as they came in, we'd start doing the inappropriate quiz just to kind of get their reaction with it. Yeah. Hours of fun.
Yeah, anyway, this must be the same for people that are dating at the moment. It's like, if they can't be bothered to actually get back to you at this time, then they're definitely not interested.
This is Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily. Now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling
in love with the one that could break my heart? Dua Lipa, Break My Heart on BBC Radio 1. She's looking at 3 top 10 singles and a potential number one album on Friday on the official chart with me. Smashing it! As Greg said earlier, she is not messing around. Dua Lipa, Break My Heart on Radio 1. Best pop star out there at the moment. Chris Stark, would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she just, like, sort of ticks every box of being ultimate pop star. Do you know what I mean?
Because here's the thing, and me and Grimmy were saying this a while ago. We need some new ones. If you think about it, right? All our pop stars have been around for ages now. Katy Perry, Taylor Swift. Like, for ages. Years, 10 years.
Are you saying they're too old?
I'm saying that we need a new influx. And we're getting it. We're getting Dua, we're getting Billie Eilish. But you think about it, Rihanna, etc. 10 years or more now. Just need some new ones. We are getting them. And Dua is part of that brigade. That is Break My Heart on Radio 1. Well, what are you saying? That's not controversial.
No. It's just I think you were making out that they were old hat or a little bit ropey.
No.
I was going to say that you would never say that to their face. You know?
No, but like 10 or so years ago, we had a major influx of all like massive international pop stars. We need a new influx.
Okay, but you're talking about the girls there. What are you saying about the boys?
Same. Yeah. We need new ones.
Yeah, because you're right. Because Harvey, what's Harvey? He's about 33, 34. Who else is there?
Yeah, I mean, that's not quite the same level, but no offence.
Yeah. No, but I know what you mean. We need a new... Do we need a new Bieber? Is it sort of Bieber-like character, or do you want something even sort of poppier?
Once again, been around for 10-plus years. We need bigger international pop stars. Dua Lipa is coming through on that. OK, it's time for Ask Me Anything. We get connected to someone. We have no idea what they do, but it's normally something a bit quirky or something impressive. So, here we go. Put them through, please. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Emma Byrne. I'm an expert in rude words. Ask me anything.
Oh, great. This, by the way, surely isn't Ask Me Anything, could go horribly wrong at any point.
Yeah.
But let's go for it.
I'm nervous about this because you say you're an expert in rude words.
Yeah. Have you got your finger on the bleep button?
Here we go. What's your favourite rude word?
No, don't. Don't. How do you even get a job like that?
It's weird. I didn't start out with this. My background's actually in artificial intelligence, but I was studying how human brains work. Particularly how we process pain, how that trains us to do things or not do things. And then I found out that naughty words can really help kill pain. And that just got me really fascinated. And I got so fascinated with it, kept boring my entire family. Like, can you just write this down? So it became a book. So I'd stop boring on about it at home.
Would you say swearing is good for you?
I would, actually. I didn't think it was to start with. I was trying to, you know, sort of find some balanced research. But all of the studies show it's really good for killing pain. It's really good for building teams. It's really good for managing stress. And it probably predates modern language. When you teach chimpanzees sign language and you potty train them, as soon as they have a taboo about everything to do with am I allowed to say poo-poo on Radio 1?
No, all right. You said poo-poo.
Poo-poo taboo. Yeah. As soon as they have a poo-poo taboo, they start using their signs for that the same way that we use our slightly more naughty word for everything to do with the toilet, which I think is brilliant. That's, you know, chimps are very sweary.
Are there any words we use now that used to be rude?
Oh, yeah, loads of them. I mean, particularly some of the milder, like, religious swearing. There's a study that's done about every 5 years by Ofcom. And that shows that, you know, the kind of things our grandparents thought were rude words, we don't tend to mind so much. So,
like blast.
Blast or the ones sort of, I'm allowed to say bloody on Radio 1.
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's
go for bloody.
Why not? In these times, let's just stick with you here. You're the expert.
We can't lose you now. We need radio now more than ever.
What is the oldest swear word that you know?
That we can still say now.
Oh, that we can still say now. See, there is.
I'm nervous. Maybe you can say it now, but you couldn't say it. Oh, I don't know. You couldn't say
it
then.
Go for it.
You couldn't say
What's
it in the past.
Oldest swear word you know.
The oldest swear word I know is zooms. And the reason I know it that it was a swear is that it's in the first printing of Shakespeare's plays. But it's not in the second. It had been censored by someone called the Master of the Revels. And it means God's wounds. It was already, people already self-centered. They didn't say God's in God's wounds. But it was considered so offensive that when the plays were printed for the second time, all of those were basically edited out.
And what is it again?
Zooms. God's wounds.
Zooms?
Zooms, and there was nails and
nails
and blood,
nails.
Yeah, it's nice to say, actually, isn't it?
This is,
Shakespeare got cancelled on that one.
I've really enjoyed this because it's kind of alternative homeschooling.
It is, isn't it? It's very important that kids learn neuroscience.
It is a bit of history as well, isn't it?
And history, yeah.
That's fascinating. I feel that we should probably terminate here because something bad's going to happen. But it's been fascinating to talk to you.
Brilliant. Let's not push our luck.
Exactly right. Let's leave while we're all still in a job. It's all good. Nails.
The Scott Mills
Daily. We get so many lovely messages from people, and I got a load over the weekend as well from people just wanting to say thank you to all the guys at Radio 1 who are sort of keeping it going, and we, you know, doing our best to just, you know, have a bit of a laugh as well as cover as many stories that are relevant to you. But also, I think me and Scott, we were talking about this earlier, we should both say kind of a thank you to everyone that's listened to this as well, because it does work two ways. And as much as it is nice, all the messages of people saying thank you, I think we should also say thank you to everyone listening as well, because this is what we love doing as well. It's our privilege, it's our honour to be here doing Radio 1 and doing this.
The weird thing about all this, the weird thing about all this is, like, one day you wake up and you feel fine, and then the next day you wake up and you don't feel as good. And what Chris is saying is right. And thank you very much for all the messages, and everyone's been so kind. In fact, everyone, I think, generally is kinder to everyone at the moment, and that's not a bad thing. But I just want to say, and you'll know this anyway, that this is my absolute dream job, always has been, and like, we're all human beings, and sometimes I wake up and, I don't feel great, like, none of us do. However, I love doing this so much, and it is genuinely a pick-me-up for me every single day. So thank you, actually, for being there.
Same. And we're going to continue to do this as long as we're allowed to. So we're all in it for the long run, all of us together.
Honestly,
anyway, just thought I'd say that.
Yeah, it cheers me up. Okay, so I'll tell you who else is in the same position. Famous people. We're all in this. It's a leveller. They've got to stay at home as well. And they're bored. So coming up, our new thing, Bored and Famous. Today with Maisie Peters. She's bored and famous.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Maisie Peters, where are you?
I'm in my bedroom, my like childhood bedroom.
Back home?
Back home, back in my village.
And where's that?
Rough, near Brighton, in like the South Downs.
Got you. Okay, how's your mum?
My mum's good. My mum's at work right now, saving the world.
Is she?
Yeah, she's actually got quite a good job. Like, she really makes up for all of the flights that I used to take that I don't take anymore. But yeah, she's at work, and my dad's a teacher, so he's working downstairs.
Oh, so you're home alone?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're all there. We're all in our respective rooms doing our respective work.
Oh, right. I see. Right. So everyone's working from home, but like you've given each other space.
Yeah, but Maisie, I know you don't need this, but is your dad trying to homeschool you?
Well, surprise to everyone, I'm not 12, so I have actually... I know, it's surprising me too sometimes, but I have actually been in the education system. But no, he's a geography teacher, so sometimes he does like to, you know, drop in a rivers fact over dinner.
There we go. Imagine, no, but now's the time for us all to learn, isn't it? You know?
Let the man teach super volcanoes, please.
You make me laugh. Right, so this is going to be the first Bored and Famous. You can still entertain even in your bedroom, and this means we do consider you famous. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm honoured to be the first.
Welcome. So, from Maisie Peter's house, somewhere near Brighton, with a mum in one room and a dad working in the other room, in her room, she's going to perform for us now. And what we're going to hear?
Feels like this.
Fabulous.
Perfect. So, shall we all have a moment, Tish? Allow ourselves to get a little bit emotional.
The way I'm feeling at the moment, I might cry, but that'd be great for the video.
I would hold you, Scott, but we have to maintain...
Don't be a 1 metre Michael.
No, I'm going to be a 2 metre Peter.
Thank you.
And then if you need to, just reach out yourself and I'll be there in sort.
I'm not going to lie, Maisie, I'm missing the physical contact, you know?
It's rough. But then again, I hate physical contact, so this is actually perfect.
Like, you've never wanted to shake hands or hug anyone, so it's good for you.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go. Bored and Famous with Maisie Peters in self-isolation, but still with the voice of an angel.
What intro.
Okay. Who cares about star signs? I'm hardwired to be with you. You're like a sunrise, and I'm scared that I'll never get enough of you. So when it feels like this, like a light came on, when you look at me, say I'm all you want. Well, I've got everything at my fingertips. How can I resist when it feels like...
Oh,
Maisie Peters.
Why do you do this to us?
God.
I like to imagine your geography teacher dad just stopping work for a moment there.
Oh, she's
and
doing
just
it.
Listening
oh, she stopped playing that bloody guitar. Well, no, I don't know why he's northern.
Does he get to hear you a lot?
Why is she
like
still
that?
Singing?
Like, God, how magical
get a proper job.
No, but how magical is that? Like, the moment that he must sit there and hear that going on the background and be like, that's my daughter.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I'd be well proud.
I'm not sure if he can hear me, to be honest. He's quite deaf. But if you can.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, John.
Hi there.
So, are you at home?
Yeah, self-isolating, working from home.
Okay, what's your job?
I'm a teacher.
How do you do that from home?
Over the internet.
Oh, okay. So you're actually teaching people over the internet?
Yeah, posting stuff and checking in on... how they're doing. It's very strange, very, very strange.
Yeah, strange times. And I know you've been doing a little exercise in your living room to keep yourself amused.
Yeah, I was dancing around the living room, high-kicking my way around the living room this morning.
Fabulous. Can I recommend a booty blast?
Absolutely, I'll give that a go tomorrow.
Give that a go. Mm. Honestly, you're really feeling the new glutes and your hams.
We're going to do this every day, aren't we? Aren't we going to do the booty blast? We're going to give it another go tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. No one joined in with me today, but you will be joining in with me by the time this is all over. Okay, John, whereabouts in Scotland are you?
I'm in a place called Kilsyth near Glasgow.
Okay, this is my banger today. You can choose this if you want to hear this as the next song on Radio 1. Pixie Lott, All About Tonight. It's a happy song.
Oh, yes.
Someone's moved away from me. I'm not sure if that's because they're distancing or they think this song is whiffy. Does it smell a bit, this one? Oh, I quite like it. Anyway, that's my choice, Chris.
No, it's a good song, that. It's one of Pixie Lott's finest, I would say. But there is a choice. You can have my banger choice today, which is this.
I really apologise to this one right now.
And I thought I'd go for old school Kanye right now, Through the Wire. I chose this one because Clara was doing a live quiz on Instagram the other night.
Another quiz.
Sex and the City quiz, another quiz. Now, she had a few rums. She was also playing music. This was on in the background. I thought, this is awesome. Let's whack it on bangers. So big up Clara Amfo, everyone.
She needs to do that again because apparently there were some technical glitches which may have spoiled your enjoyment of the quiz.
Mate, it was so funny. She was a little bit wavy. And you know how you forget? You go on Instagram, you forget how many people are actually following you on Instagram. I think she had that kind of experience. She was on the miniatures.
Do it again, Clara. All right, so two choices there, John. What are you going to go for?
I usually go for you, Scott.
Oh.
I think, but I mean, Chris, yours isn't even a banger. I'm sorry.
Oh, you love what?
So no, it has to be a big yes and a bit of Pixie Lott. I'll go for Scott.
He loves it.
Radio 1 Screen Time.
My first question is, what up, dorks?
What up?
Listen to me, Ali Plum, talk to ludicrously famous film stars from career-defining moments...
Talking about the industry with Al Pacino was really one of the highlights of my career.
...to the hidden secrets of the industry.
Put a little bit of witch's brew in their drinks, I thought you will cast me.
Radio 1 Screen Time with me, Ali Plum.
He hasn't got the accent or the voice.
Thanks, Tom.
But he's got the energy.
Available to hear on the BBC Sounds app.
Lot, All About Tonight.
Scott Mills.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. What's happened there? That was weird, wasn't it?
How was he allowed to teach? One of the many messages coming in there. Pixie Lott, All About Tonight wins this round of bangers, but don't worry, all you cool cats and kittens, because there's more at 3:40. Today, Act 2, our quiz, Don't Look It Up. It's very simple, isn't it, Chris?
Do a quiz together. I mean, there are a lot of quizzes, but this is a fun one. We can guarantee that.
Yep.
The only rule is you can't look it up.
So three rounds. Today's rounds are celebrity feuds, conspiracy theories, and cringe TV cameos.
One!
So you need to challenge somebody. Maybe if you're isolating with another person now, let us know on 81199. Maybe you're the boss of a team working from home. Challenge the team. If you're on your homeschooling lunch break, challenge your mum and dad. Let me know who you're playing against on 81199. You'll need a prize for the winner as well. Maybe it's who's cooking dinner tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott. We've had so many messages from people wanting to say thank you to people, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah, this is so sweet. People like Eliza and Louie, both 8, who would like to shout out their grandma, Nurse Steph, who's doing a 12-hour shift on a COVID-19 ward today. And this is so sweet. They say, we love you, Grandma. And thank you to all the brilliant nurses and doctors that are out there.
Also, Debbie says, as you know, Scott and Chris, the NHS are amazing at what they're doing. Please, can you also give a big shout to Kelly's Communications, who work on behalf of Openreach, as they are classed as critical workers, as their communication, i.e. bank systems, would go down, and therefore they wouldn't be able to FaceTime school lessons and stuff like that. So also any other critical workers that are out there still working, keep well and keep safe until we get this thing under control. Much love from Debbie. And Josh, you've got someone you want to say thank you to. Who's that?
So I'm saying thank you to my fiancée, Emily. She's been a huge help. I ran up a half marathon of Montatio this weekend for the coronavirus appeal, and she was a huge, huge help. And we've also had to postpone our wedding recently, and she's been an absolute rock sorting that out for the past couple of weeks as well. So, yeah, I want to say a huge thank you to her.
You did a half marathon where?
I did a half marathon on my patio yesterday. I did about 3,500 laps up and down it. So we live streamed it on Instagram. We had some neighbours who we'd never even spoken to before. We were throwing us brownies and bottles of gin throughout and signs. And so,
Did you say bottles of gin?
They did throw a bottle of gin, yeah. It was wrapped up, though, in bubble wrap, so it was barely safe.
It's not that. I was more interested in whether you were drinking the gin during the half marathon.
That occurred afterwards. I took it very seriously.
You didn't have a Paula Radcliffe moment, did you?
No, I had no Paula Radcliffe moments. I did have a strong coffee halfway through, but fortunately no accidents occurred.
Yeah, that can go one of two ways, the strong coffee. It can give you energy, but also...
That's so true. What's the rules with that, Scott, by the way? Like, with coffee, I see occasionally, back in the day when we all used to go to the gym, I remember seeing people walking around drinking coffees, and I've never really been sure how I kind of feel about that. But apparently it's a good thing to do. Apparently it gives you that boost.
Yeah, no, I used to have a strong black one. Do you remember when I was doing that, like, body transformation? I'd have one strong black one and then I'd be set. Any more than that, then it's havoc with your bowels.
But as you're going around exercising, it's a bit weird. If you're on a treadmill
before.
And you're trying to drink coffee, it was before.
Yeah, not during. And when is the wedding on now?
So it's hopefully going to be September, but still a few bits up in the air. And, you know, we're painfully aware that there are a lot of bigger issues going on at the moment, but there are also going to be a lot of couples out there who are probably facing a lot of uncertainty financially as well as we did. Big shout out to those guys as well. You're not alone.
But think of it like extra time, because let's be honest here, Josh, are you sure you want to get married? I'm just saying. Like...
I think, it could be fate. It could be fate.
It does give you a bit more time to think, doesn't it? Yeah.
Just really make sure, Josh. Is it?
We're being tested to the limit at the moment.
I bet. You know what? Your message is true. So many people will be in this position. So, Josh, thank you for reaching out to us. Good luck to you and Emily in September. And well done for your half marathon on the patio at the weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is home. I'm here at Radio 1. People walking by the studio there, which is basically your living room, yeah?
Well, yeah, it's a weird one for me, right? So I'm just in my living room. And so the windows go out across the road here. So there's loads of houses, there's cars that keep going past. It feels a little bit naughty because it's like I'm doing Radio 1 and I'm showing some of these cars, they're listening to Radio 1 or people inside their houses, whatever. Anyway, so I see this girl, right? Her name's Shona McCallan. She's a GB hockey player, like really, really good at hockey.
She's next to the window.
Well, it's bizarre this, right? It turns out she lives opposite, is listening to Radio 1, so we've just been sort of waving at each other through our windows. It's just a very odd time, this, isn't it?
Yeah. B-B-C Radio 1! Okay, I want you to play along at home with each other. I don't want you to look it up. This is the quiz where the internet is banned. No cheating. Use your brain. Who are you playing against today? What are you playing for? The quiz is three rounds. Today's quizmaster is Will.
Hey, Scott.
Hi. Hey, you cool cats and kittens.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens.
After each question, we will have 5 seconds to write down each answer. If you get the answer right, you get a point. All good, Chris?
All good. Let's do this.
Let's do. Don't look it up. One. Okay. So, three rounds. Like I said, if you're playing on WhatsApp, it's the first person to send the answer through, or write it down if you are isolating at home with someone else. Let me know what you're playing for. A lot of people are playing for who makes the tea tonight or who gets to watch what on TV. Let me know on 81199. Three rounds in Don't Look It Up.
Round one.
Celebrity feuds.
I do like this this subject. So, celebrity feuds. And here we go. Eyes down for question one, round one.
In 2016, an American rapper wrote a controversial lyric about a massive American artist, which led to this alleged leaked phone call between the two of them.
And I really appreciate you telling me about it. That's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I thought I just had a responsibility to you as a friend, you know.
Can you name both artists?
Okay, 5 seconds. Write it down. Go. All right, so I'm saying Taylor Swift and Kanye West.
Yep, I've got that written down as well. Can't prove it to you right now, Scott, but it is, it's written down.
I'll tell you what.
That's 1 point each.
Is that 1 point each? So that was the famous feud. Okay, celebrity feuds. Question two.
Which group threw shade at their ex-bandmate by throwing a fifth singer off the... stage during their performance at the 2017 VMAs.
Question again, please.
Which group threw shade at their bandmate, ex-bandmate, by throwing a fifth singer off the stage during their performance at the 2017 VMAs?
5 seconds. Oh, I don't know. What? Chris, you got an answer?
I'm going to go... This is a guess, though. I'm going to go Fifth Harmony.
I was going to say Fifth Harmony, and I was as well. I don't know how I can prove it to you. We're not in the same
room.
Did you
write it down?
Yep.
Well, no, you're definitely lying right now, because you just said you were going to, and then I could almost hear you writing.
No, but, okay.
Producer Will, is he cheating?
He... Have you written it down?
We don't know,
I just said it.
Okay. The answer was Fifth Harmony after Camila Cabello left. So Chris, you get the point.
What? Yes.
Well, I said
Scott.
It as well.
No, you said you were going to write that, which is suspicious.
Yeah, that did...
Give me a point, you...
That was weird.
No,
careful.
Don't pander to him.
That was whiffy.
All right. Cool. Celebrity
Next
views.
Question.
Question three.
Which massive pop star is Mariah Carey claiming to have never have heard of in this clip?
Because I don't remember the fact that it was just like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and then move on. And then like, hi, that's it.
Right.
If I had never had a conversation with you and someone asked me about you, I'd be like, I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Mariah Shade. 5 seconds, write it down. So she's never heard of, I'm saying Ariana Grande.
Oh, what a great shout. I don't know.
She doesn't need to have heard of her. She's Mariah Carey.
I'm going to go Taylor Swift.
Mariah Carey is claiming there she's never heard of J-Lo.
Get out!
No. Oh.
Oh my God, she is amazing. Jennifer
Scott,
Lopez.
What was that TV show Mariah Carey did? It was on every week for a while, and it was just it was like a documentary about being with her, but it was clearly made by her as well. It was awesome.
Like a year or so ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. And it was so good. I think it had a brilliant name. Maybe it was just Living with Mariah or something like that. But, oh my word, what an insight. I need to watch that again.
It wasn't like My Crazy Life, but it was something like that, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
What was it called?
Oh, someone will tell us in a sec anyway.
Yeah, I did watch it a lot. Okay, at the end of that round, the scores?
Scott won. Chris 2.
Come on.
Okay, right. So I didn't do it as well as I expected on that round. We will do round 2 and round 3 of Don't Look It Up next. Remember, do not look it up. I'll find out. Let me know how you're doing so far on 81199. What was that Mariah dot called? Oh.
One. Scott Mills.
Charlotte and Suki, 2 all so far. They're playing for Who Chooses What to Watch on Netflix Party tonight. Ellie in Cambridge playing against her boyfriend Tom. Loser does the massive pile of washing up. This is Don't Look It Up. Do not use the internet. So we've got Jack and Rosie, who are playing on WhatsApp. separate isolation needs must. They'll get an interesting text. They're a couple, you see. You know what I mean, Chris? Mm. Needs must at this time. They can't be
absolutely
together. So I'm guessing the loser will send the text. It's got to be done.
I do like Jack and... Is it Rose, did you say that? Because isn't that the two people from the Titanic?
Jack and Rose,
so what,
yeah.
What an awesome partnership if you're going out with someone where it's the same characters that are in love in a movie.
It's quite
do you know
good.
What I mean? That must happen with other people.
So, some people did fairly badly at that round, me included. Here's round two, which is... Oh, hang on, yeah, go on.
Popular Reddit conspiracy theories.
Oh, I'm obsessed with these. Okay.
Round two.
Popular Reddit conspiracy theories. Question one.
Fill in the blank. Chemicals in the water are turning people...
Okay, 5 seconds. Conspiracy theory. Chemicals in the water are turning people... I'm going to say gay.
I'm going to go horny.
And the correct answer is?
Is gay, Scott, yeah.
Oh, yes!
To all.
Okay, any background to the story there?
No background to the story there.
Awesome. Okay, next question, please.
Can't just leave it there.
Question two.
What are you on about?
It was just a conspiracy theory on Reddit.
I'm sorry. No, I know you're trying to move this on. What are you on about?
He hasn't got any explanation. It was just one of the conspiracy theories on Reddit. He has no info.
Yeah, but this is...
So let's
move on. But be careful. This is the BBC, right? People hear this stuff and go, what, the chemicals in the water are turning me gay?
No,
like,
it's a theory.
Will act.
By the way, the show, Mariah Carey's show, watch it again if you're that bored. Mariah's World. Fully recommend.
Oh,
question
it, yeah.
Two.
Blank was replaced by a clone named Melissa.
5 seconds, write it down. Like, there's no context to these whatsoever.
This is the best round.
Can we hear it again?
Blank was replaced by a clone named Melissa.
Brittany.
I don't even know what to think. I'm just going to go Theresa May.
Annoyingly, I think you'll know this one. Avril Lavigne was replaced by a clone named Melissa.
Yes! That is a very famous conspiracy theory. There was also one that she died years ago. Mm. Not true, she's very much alive. And Reddit conspiracy theory number three.
The pyramids were built with the help of blank. The pyramids were built with the help of blank.
5 seconds, write it down, quick. B&Q.
It was a spawn. Yeah, now if the pyramids were built, they would be spawned heavily, wouldn't they?
Yeah, massively.
Like football stadiums now.
Yeah.
I seem to remember from GCSE history it involved some geezers. So I'm just going to go with that, geezers.
And the correct answer is?
The pyramids, this is a Reddit conspiracy theory, the pyramids were built with the help of dinosaurs.
Okay, cool. Let us know how you did on that round, please. I'm imagining it's... it's not great for Amanda in Cambridge. Ross in Bristol did all right. Joe and his girlfriend in Stirling playing via WhatsApp. Joe's in the lead at the moment as we move into...
Round three.
And round three, subject is...
Cringe cameos.
Cringe cameos, don't look it up. Do not use the internet. Use your brain. Okay, here we go. Cringe cameos. Question one.
Who is this stopping for a quick pint in the Queen Vic during a 2009 episode of EastEnders?
I nearly went into politics myself, you know.
Really? What? If you have any ideas for how I could help Walford, here's my card.
No. No. No.
Who's that going into Walford for a cameo?
No, what?
Let me hear it again.
I nearly went into politics myself, you know.
No. What? No, 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 don't.
Okay,
we've had
our 5 seconds, so what's your answer?
Okay, but check his paper first, Producer Will, because I don't think he's got this right at all.
I've just gone blank massively.
You're going to kick yourself here.
Casey Price.
What you've done here is, unless I've got this massively wrong, is you've got the wrong gender there. It's a man, and it's Boris Johnson.
Yeah, it's cracked. It was Boris Johnson.
I nearly went into politics myself, you know.
Really? Well, if you have any ideas for how I could help Walford...
Oh, sorry, I was listening to the lady's voice.
I thought that's what you were doing, yeah.
Oops, OK, wasn't concentrating. OK, that's amazing that Boris was in. I never knew that.
I know, I didn't know that.
Question two. This famous red-headed pop star made a cringe appearance in an Australian soap opera, Home and Away, in 2015.
Hey, Danny!
Oh, it's been a while. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, you've grown up so much.
Long time, nice. How are you doing?
My husband, darling. This is Rue. Come sit.
Red-headed pop star in Neighbours. 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Boy.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Chris?
That's the only red-headed pop star I know. So
was Ed Sheeran in Neighbours? No way.
No,
but I can't believe that.
He was in Home and Away in 2015.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I really need to concentrate today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Concentrate.
OK, Ed Sheeran in Home and Away. Mind blown. Question three.
And finally, question three. Which toxic singer made a not very magical appearance in this episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
So what am I supposed to do? I mean, I can't tell my dad I want to go back home.
Why not? You know, he needs to realize you're not fitting in. And besides, you came here for all the wrong reasons.
5 seconds.
That's an easy one,
yeah.
Isn't it?
5 seconds. And go. 3, 2, 1.
Britney
Spears. Terrible acting in that. I did actually watch that episode on purpose at the time. It's weird because she was so good in Crossroads as an actor, but didn't print to that particular episode of Sabrina. Okay, let's add up the scores, please.
The final scores are Scott 4, Chris 5.
Yes, I knew you'd smashed it today.
Hey, go
let's
on.
Let's know how you did on the quiz. Don't look it up. More tomorrow, just after 2. All I require is you to be playing along with somebody. Maybe you're in self-isolation, maybe you're at work, maybe you finish homeschooling for the day. 2 rules. 1, don't cheat. 2, make sure you have somebody to play it with. Let me know how you did on 81199. That was Don't Look It Up. More tomorrow, just after 2.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here on Radio 1 with Chris. I'm at Radio 1, he's at home. Hello.
Hello, yes, I'm at my home. Yeah, this is so weird to do, but lots and lots of fun.
We've been on since 11 and we are all week, Monday to Thursday. So at the moment it's 7 till 11, Greg James, then 11 till 3, us, then Grimmy 3 till 7. OK, so all the shows are a bit longer. It's for safety purposes, guys, just to make sure there's less people in the Radio 1 building. And then next week, Clara Amfo is in this slot between 11 and 3, and everything I just said remains the same. It's a bit like the coronavirus press briefing. You never know who you're going to get at the moment.
It's true. Yeah, because I'm sure when that started, it was going to be Boris every day, and now it's obviously like whoever.
You don't know. It's constant surprise.
This like is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Best. Now, you are WFH, working from home in Gloucester, another teacher. We had a teacher last hour on Bangers as well.
We're very popular.
Yeah, OK. So you're getting a load of work done?
I'm trying. I'm getting distracted by Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that. We won't say the school. And I know that you have been fairly bored in ISO, so you've started, like a lot of people have, to learn a new skill, which is what?
Well, I've started learning Spanish again.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
I can't say much. I can say tu con pan.
Yes.
That means you eat bread.
Awesome.
That's about it.
Okay, so you say that you're taking this up again. Is that as far as you got last time?
Yeah, well, I did it for GCSE and then gave up because I was rubbish.
Yeah, I'm one of those. It's like, I'm going to learn a language. It won't happen, but I tell myself it every time. Okay, who do you normally go for on Bangers if you're listening?
I normally go for Chris, but I don't know today. I went for you last time, Scott.
Okay. Chris, do you want to go first again?
Yeah, I'll go first. You know what? This song is going to take us to a point where we will all be out. We will all, at some point, drink in hand, having a lovely time. And this is the kind of song that I'm going to be listening to.
We will celebrate hard.
When the sun's out, see the get limb too. I wake up to another get limb tune. I ride out on my Yamaha R6. When I reach in the dance, bring the get limb
tune. I like this.
Yeah?
This is such a good one, right? These were simpler times. They will be simple times again. That's no offence to Wiley. But just this song, everything about it, all the lyrics in it, everything he says, we will do one day. This is Wiley, Heatwave. When I arrive, I'm pools in a heatwave. Pools in a heatwave.
Pools in a heatwave. Pools in a heatwave. When I arrive, I'm pools in a heatwave. And I've got this. I just thought I'd go Greatest Showman, you know?
This is a banger, to be fair.
I just thought, a bit different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is good. Mm-hmm. It is a good song, like, however much we're all like, what the? It's good.
Thank you.
Well, anyone that knows me knows that The Greatest Showman is my favourite musical, so I think I might have to go for that one.
Yes!
You feel like you can't, but you will. What a song, Scott.
What a song, eh? Come on.
Hey, are you cool, cats and kittens?
This is the show. This is the greatest show. Yeah, it's slight delay because you're in your house, which makes the singing even better because it's really out of time.
Mate, that was just wonderful.
Wasn't
that was
that
everything
amazing?
I needed. Oh, that what a banger choice.
I feel so
good
uplifted.
One.
So uplifted right now.
Good.
Flick in Devon loves it. Jackie, WFH in Wrexham. So many people. You have no idea how happy The Greatest Showman has made me this afternoon. That's from Kerry. Delilah says, I'm going to get complaints from the neighbours. Every single banger I turn up loud. Sorry to my fiance, trying to work upstairs with this on full blast in the kitchen. Amazing. Wolverine has got lungs. That is...
It's so good. It's The Greatest Show. It's a great song on The Greatest Show. It all fits. It's brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a cute idea. So loads of people are having their birthday plans cancelled at the moment. So Grimmy asked you to get in touch. And for one listener, he's got loads of birthday surprises. Oh, could have done that for me, couldn't he, really?
Yeah, that's kind of awkward, actually.
Yeah.
I had a
Zoom and I was in bed by 10. After watching the first series of Line and Juicy, that's right, 8 years ago.
Yeah, but you don't rate birthdays that much. You don't enjoy them anymore. Like, I'd love you to enjoy your birthday, but you're not fussed, really.
Just
otherwise,
another
day. We can. We can do it all again. Yeah, for you, it's another day.
Just another day. Anyway, if you are one of those people... Well, your birthday's pretty much cancelled because you can't do anything. Grimmy's got it all lined up for you from 3.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow, a new time of 11 till 3 on BBC Radio 1. So catch us then or get our podcast on BBC Sounds.